Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and here Maseches Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes, the second parak, HaShoichet. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Amoraim discussed if one shechs an animal with intent, Lizrok Damal Levodus Kochavim, to throw its blood for idolatry, Lahakter Chalba Levodus Kochavim, or to burn its fats for Avodah Zarah. Rav Yochanan says the animal is Asa Bahana as an idolatrous sacrifice because Mechashvin Ma'avodah La'avodah. One is able to have intent from one Avodah to another Avodah for Avodah Zarah by deriving Chutz Mebefnim, outside sacrifices, referring to idolatry, from inside sacrifices, referring to korbanos inside the mikdash, where carbon shechted with the intent to perform zrika the next day immediately becomes pigel. Rish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds ein mechashvin ma'avoda la'avoda and does not derive chutz from panim. They argue similarly where one shechted a carbon chatas l'shma for its own sake with intent to perform zrika shelo l'shma, not for its own sake. Rav Yochanan says the carbon is possible because mechashvin ma'avoda la'avoda, one is able to have intent from one avoda to another avoda, which we derive from pigel. Rish Lakish says the carbon remains valid because his intent during one avoda about another does not impact the carbon, and we do not derive otherwise from pigel. Point number two, a braisa teaches regarding one who shechted an animal, and afterwards declared he intended to perform zrika of its blood or burn its fats for avodah zarah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal neither a permit nor a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original shechita was also for avodah zarah. Rav Chisda suggests they did not expressly prohibit it, mishum kvodin the Rabbanan, out of respect for the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who hold, we do not assume an idolatrous intent is always for idolatry, and they did not expressly permit it out of respect for Beliezer, who holds, we do assume an idolatrous intent is for Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara rejects the comparison. The Rabbanan only permitted a case where we never heard idolatrous intent from the idolater, but here, where the Yisrael declared idolatrous intent, hochia sofa al tchilaso, his ultimate intent indicates his original intent. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer only prohibited the case of a Gentile idolater, but regarding Israel, perhaps we do not say his later intent proves his original intent was for Avodah Zarah. And point number three, Ravina ultimately explains that they did not expressly permit the case before out of respect for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds Hochiach Sofo al Tchilaso. If one writes all his assets, including slaves, to someone, and the recipient said, Yepshi behen, I don't want them, the Tanna Kamma says that if the recipient is a Kohen, the slaves may eat Truma because the gift took effect. Rav Shimon Gamliel says his protest voids the gift, and the first owner's heirs inherit the slaves. The Gemara clarifies, but Savach mi kara, if you protested from the beginning, all agree the gift is void. But Shosek Ubasov Savach, where he was initially silent and later protested, all agree the gift is valid, and he merely changes mind. They argue Shezikul al Yidei Acher, where he transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanna Kamma holds his initial silence proves he wants it. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hochia Sofa al Tchilaso. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned Ki la'ase l'yadai amai etzvach. As long as they did not come into my hands, why should I protest? So once again, the 3 points are number one. Amoraim discuss if one shechs an animal with intent lizrok dama l'avodas kochavim, to throw its blood for avodah zarah, l'hakdir chelba l'avodas kochavim, or to burn its fat for avodah zarah. Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asu bahana as an idolatrous sacrifice because mechashvin ma'avoda la'avoda, one is able to have intent from one avoda to another avoda for avoda zorah by deriving chutz mibifnim, outside sacrifices referring to avoda zorah, from inside sacrifices referring to karbanos inside the mikdash, where carbon shechted with the intent to perform zrika the next day immediately becomes pigel. Rish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds ein mechashvin ma'avoda la'avoda and does not derive chutz from panim. They argue similarly where one shechted a carbon chatas l'shma for its own sake with intent to perform zrika shelo l'shma, not for its own sake. Rav Yochanan says the carbon is possible because mechashvin ma'avoda la'avoda, one is able to have intent from one avoda to another avoda, which we derive from pigel. Rish Lakish says the carbon remains valid because his intent during one avoda about another does not impact the carbon, and we do not derive otherwise from pigel. Point number two, a braisa teaches regarding one who shechted an animal, and afterwards declared he intended to perform zrika of its blood or burn its fats for avodah zarah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal neither a permit nor a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original shechita was also for avodah zarah. Rav Chisda suggests they did not expressly prohibit it, mishum kvodim the Rabbanan, out of respect for the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who hold, we do not assume an idolatrous intent is always for idolatry, and they do not expressly permit it out of respect for Eliezer, who holds, we do assume an idolatrous intent is for Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara rejects the comparison. The Rabbanan only permitted a case where we never heard idolatrous intent from the idolater, but here, where the Yisrael declared idolatrous intent, hochia sofa al tchilaso, his ultimate intent indicates his original intent. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer only prohibited the case of a Gentile idolater, but regarding Israel, perhaps we do not say his later intent proves his original intent was for Avodah Zarah. And point number 3, Ravina ultimately explains that they did not expressly permit the case before out of respect for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds Hochiach Sofo al Tchilaso. If one writes all his assets, including slaves, to someone, and the recipient said, Yefshi behen, I don't want them, the Tanakhama says that if the recipient is a Kohen, the slaves may eat Truma because the gift took effect. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says his protest voids the gift, and the first owner's heirs inherit the slaves. The Gemara clarifies, but Savach mi Kara, if you protested from the beginning, all agreed the gift is void. But Shosek Ubasov Savach, where he was initially silent and later protested, all agree the gift is valid and he merely changed his mind. They argue Shizikul al Yidei Acher, where he transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanakhama holds his initial silence proves he wants it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Hochia Sofa al Tchilaso. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned Ki u'asei l'yadai amai etzvach. As long as they did not come into my hands, why should I protest? All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard Siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman who uses letter opener to check an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah on his mail route. And the mailman who uses letter opener to check an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all of his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. Once again, slow motion. The mailman who uses letter, mailman. That must be Ron Duff. Lamites. The mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of a Avodah Zarah on his mail route, which reminds us, Amraim discussed if one shechts an animal with intent, lizrok dama levodas kochavim, to throw its blood for Avodah Zarah, or to burn its fats for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asba hanah as an idolatrous sacrifice because mechashvim avoda lavoda. One is able to have intent from one avoda to another avoda for Avodah Zarah by deriving chutz mibifnim, outside sacrifices referring to idolatry, from inside sacrifices referring to kabbonis inside the Migdash, where a carbon shechted with the intent to perform zrika the next day immediately becomes pigel. Rish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds ein mechashvim avoda lavoda and does not derive chutz from pnim. So the mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah on his mail route, and the mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah, which reminds us, a braisa teaches regarding one who shechted an animal, and afterwards he declared he intended to perform zrika on his blood or burn fats for Avodah Zarah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal whether a permit or a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original shechita was also for Avodah Zarah. So the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of the Avodah Zarah on his mail route, and the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all of his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malkokas about one who later protests against receiving a gift. The Malkokas is where one transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanakhama holds his initial silence proves he wanted it. Rishon Gamliel holds Chochia Sofo al Tchilaso. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned, as long as it didn't come into my hands, why should I protest? So once again, the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah on his mail route. And the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do zrika in front of Avodah Zarah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Siman Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la la la. The Kohen training the Lim to sing la 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 in the Kachim choir. La la la. That must be more on Daf Lamed Hey. The Kohen trained the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kaddishim choir, who was snacking on some shlishi l'tuma of chun shenasu al Torah HaKodesh, because it would not disqualify his eating of Kaddishim. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa said that if one eats a shlishi l'tuma of chun shenasu al Torah HaKodesh, chun prepared according to the standards of Torah of Kaddishim, he's still tahor with regard to eating Kaddishim. She'en l'chadavir sh'osu revi b'kodesh, because there's nothing that can create a revi regarding Kaddishim, el kodesh m'kodesh b'vad, except the shlishi of full sanctified kachim alone, such as the kedushas aguf, the physical sanctity of kachim meat. So the Kohen trained the Levim to sing la 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 in the kachim choir, who was snacking on some shlishi l'tuma of chun shenasu ataras hakodesh, because it would not disqualify his eating of kachim. Was furious when he mistakenly ate some chun shenasu ataras truma, which would disqualify his eating of kachim. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that chun shenasu ataras truma is considered tummy regarding kachim. So one who eats a shlishi of such chun would be disqualified from eating kachim, because regarding kachim, we suspect it's actually a sheni. So the Kohen training the Levim to sing la 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 in the kachim choir, who was snacking on some shlishi l'tuma of chun shenasu ataras hakodesh, because it would not disqualify his eating of kachim, was furious when he mistakenly ate some chun shenasu ataras truma, which would disqualify his eating of kachim, but was relieved to hear that it wasn't makabel tuma, because dam shchita is a makshir. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds dam shchita is not a makshir. Daf lamed vav. So the siman daf lamed vav is lulav. So here goes. The lulav salesman. Lulav salesman. That must be on daf lamed vav. The lulav salesman trying to wipe off dam shchita that spattered on the dates of his lulavim before the shchita was finished. So the dam is a makshir. The dates. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes of dam which was wiped away before shchita was completed is makshir. Rebbe holds, Yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzof. Shchita is considered shchita from beginning to end, so the blood is considered dam shchita and is makshir. Rebbe Chiya holds, Ein l'shchita el besof. Shchita is only considered shchita at the end, so blood which was wiped away beforehand is only dam maka, blood of a wound, and not makshir. So the lulav salesman trying to wipe off dam shchita that spattered on the dates of his lulavim before the shchita was finished, so the dam is a makshir, the dates, had just sold the lulav to a kohen who used it for a chibas hakodesh demonstration with the dry part of a mincha that became a rishon or sheni. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish asks, Sari Chil Menachos, if a dry part of a mincha touches tuma, monim bo rishon sheni, do we count it as a rishon or sheni l'tuma to be matame others? Or is it only tummy itself, but cannot be matummy others? Do we say that the Chibas HaKodesh renders it susceptible to tumah only for disqualifying the Hekdesh itself, making it prohibited to eat, but not to count tumah of Rishon and Sheni? So the lulav salesman trying to wipe off dam shchita that spattered on the dates of his lulavim before the shchita was finished, so the dam is a makshir, the dates, had just sold a lulav to a kohen who used it for a chibas hakodesh demonstration with the dry part of a mincha that became a rishon or sheni, and taught chibas hakodesh has learned from the habasar, which comes to include eitzim v'lavona that become tummy like food, even though they're inedible. Which reminds us that we learned that the source for Chibas HaKodesh, Deraisa, is from the drasha in the pasuk v'habasar, and the meat. While Rabbos, Eitzim v'Lavona, this is to include Eitzim and Lavona as susceptible to tumah. Since these items are inedible, it must be Chibas HaKodesh is makshir them, and they're considered like food regarding tumah. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simran Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The boys on the laser tag team, laser tag, that must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Mizukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a Mizukenis, an animal near death, Rav Mishnah Gamliel says, it's not permitted, ashet parkes biyad uberegel, unless it jerks a foreleg and hind leg, demonstrating its vitality. Eliezer says, Daim Zinka, it's sufficient if it spouted blood with force when it was shechted. Rabbi Shimon says that if one shechted a Mizukenis at night and the next morning found the walls of the cut neck full of blood, the shechita is valid, following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim say the animal is not permitted unless it jerked a foreleg or hind leg, or unless it wags its tail. So the boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Mizukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, as the screen displayed the word treifa showing that Mizukenis is permitted. Which reminds us, the Gemara seeks sources that Mizukenis is permitted. It brings the fact that the Torah specifically prohibited treifa, which implies that Mizukenis is permitted. For if Mizukenis, which is not missing any vital organ, is prohibited, obviously a treifa is also prohibited. So the boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Musukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shkita, as the screen displayed the word Trefa showing that Musukenis is permitted, even though the instructor would not eat from it due to his righteousness, which reminds us the Gemara brings an additional source permitting Musukenis from a pasuk in which Yechezkel expresses his lifelong righteousness. Daf Lamed Ches. So the siman Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman. So here goes. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup, That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Musukenis to help him determine if there's pirkas of the limb at the end of the Shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions regarding when the pirkas, the limb jerking, must take place to validate the Shechita of a Musukenis. Must it be during the Shechita, at the end of the Shechita, or at the beginning of the Shechita? So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Musukenis to help him determine if there's pirkas of the limb at the end of the Shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as his mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, which reminds us, we learn that an animal whose mother dies as it's born is disqualified as a carbon. So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Musukenis to help him determine if there's a pirkas of the limb at the end of the Shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as its mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, told the goy who said the Shechita is for avodah zorah that only his thoughts count, which reminds us, we discussed shechting on behalf of an idolater, and we learn hakol holech achra shochet, everything is based on the shochet's kavana. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do Marok as if Yeshna lo shechita mitchila va'ad sof? That's on daf chavtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you mean that Yechezkel refrained from certain permitted foods? That's on daf amad zayin. Which daf do discuss shechting on behalf of an idolater, and then we learn hakol holech achra shochet, everything goes after the das of the shochet? That's on daf amad ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do makos if machashvin ma'avodu la'avoda? That's on daf lamates. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a makos regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf lamet. Number 6. Which daf does the Gemara seek the sources for permitting Musukenis? That's on daf lamet zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn if one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the Shechita is possible because of the psul of drasa? That's on daf lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machok if hochia sofa ot chilaso, where one declared idolatrous intent after shechting? That's on daf lamedes. Which daf do we discuss at which point in the Shechita must pirkas take place to validate the Shechita of a Musukenis? That's on daf lamed ches. Which daf brings a source for Chibas HaKodesh Daraisa? That's on daf lamed vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.